Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They're taking on the Clippers. Gets going at 7:30 tonight. Jaime Jaquez, questionable with a groin injury, but I believe he did
practice this morning.
I think he looks like he's on his way back. Yeah, I think he did do a little action. He missed the last game against the Pistons. The Clippers stink. They're 5-15. They're one of the bigger abominations in the league this year.
So can you please explain to me?
Yes.
Why over the last nearly 90 minutes since this show has started, the YouTube and Twitch chat has just been going in on Tyler Hero?
Well, I would imagine it's because they lost on Saturday night in a game that was really good. I mean, the Pistons are a really good team.
Yeah.
But they the final score was 138-135, and the Heat had a furious comeback in the fourth quarter that was mostly sparked by defense from Andrew Wiggins, and I mean Davion Mitchell's just the best.
He's a menace.
I love him.
Menace.
He's just an absolute monster.
Yep.
And the game before that, where they were winning, you know, you didn't have a great game from Powell or Wiggins, who had come back. And so you were like, was this the flying high offense that we all got used to, or is it starting to get bogged down a little bit? And then the game before that was against the Mavericks. He, by the way, did advance in the NBA Cup.
I mean, yo, that, by the way, Friday night.
Yep.
Some great NBA Cup action.
I was
furious, wasn't
it?
Oh
my God, that Detroit Orlando game. That's why I thought Miami should have won that game on Saturday. That Detroit Orlando game was a tough physical game.
Well, that is part of the reason you're never going to be disappointed losing to a team that's as good as the Clippers, the Pistons. But the Pistons, first of all, the Pistons have been very good against Miami. They won all the games last year. Cade Cunningham has been good against Miami. When Detroit stunk, he was good against Miami. But I guess the big answer is,
yes, please,
that people feel like he has been a vibes killer.
Tyler?
Unfairly. I'm just saying this is what people feel like, that the offense hasn't been as fun because they scored 106-106 the last two games, even though they won those games. And then this past game, they lost. And it took a while for the team to really get going. And he had a really weird game because he couldn't make a two. It was weird. All of the shots that he made were threes. It was very strange. He was 6 of 17. I think it was 6 of 11 from downtown. Very strange game for him. Very, very weird. And it has looked a little clunky, I guess, with him and Norm Powell. But I think the thing that is the most frustrating about it is the defense at the end. Is people look at Tyler Hero and they think of Bullseye. And they're trying to pick on him defensively. I think that might be a bigger issue because the other thing is the guards are playing. You know, Davion Mitchell's playing like a monster. Pelle Larsen is just bringing nothing but effort and energy. And then the other thing is you can't play Khalil Ware to close the game because you got three guards out there, Wiggins at the four and Bam at the five. And you're just thinking to yourself, is this the most prudent thing to do? So, yes, people don't really have a lot of patience for it. They that's where we're at right now, Vlad.
Wait a minute. Now let me be a geek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at their plus minus.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the starters,
we know who's the worst.
Wiggins was plus 12.
Yep.
Bam was plus 14. Norman was plus 15. Davion was plus 15. Tyler was minus 18.
You know why? Because as soon as he get in the game, they put him in a blender.
He was tied with Drew Smith, so for all you Drew Smith lovers, Drew right. Smith
and if you
want to
talk about
game.
Plus minus.
Oh, your boy.
Man.
Your boy. They are ripping your boy as well.
Who, Khalil?
No, Nico.
Nico.
They are killing Nico.
So Nico and Tyler are.
Well, Nico's barely playing. So here's the thing that was disappointing about Nico, right? Nico played 10 minutes, Leroy. Look at me. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Five turnovers.
Okay, well, that's why he only played 10 minutes.
He had a pass in this game.
To no one?
Do you remember remember the Terry Rozier pass in Cleveland where he passed it into the middle of the court and Donovan Mitchell stole it and just hit a three? And everybody was like that's it's the meme video that everybody's like, yeah, of course this guy is being investigated by the FBI. Look at him play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that pass?
Yeah.
This might have been worse. This pass that he had might have been worse. And, yeah, I don't know what to do with him right now. He's broken. Like, he's mentally broken right now. He's just not.
I said Dunks was plus 17 the other night.
Dunks was killing us.
Yeah.
Dunks was killing us. 3 for 9 from three.
Dunks was feeding us threes. There was one that was really frustrating where, like, there was a missed rebound. He missed a three over Khalil. And I forget who the big guy was, but just, like, sprung off of Bam, got it. Kicked it back to Duncan, and nobody covered Duncan Robinson. They just left him, and so he walked right into an open three. And I'm just like, what are we doing here, huh? Like, we don't have enough intel on that know that's a bad idea to just leave that guy?
Yeah, you go and get the rebound.
Nobody went to get the rebound! It was only the Pistons! That's the problem. Nobody was there to get the rebound, and nobody was there to guard Duncan Robinson. Where was everybody? Were we sightseeing? That was the exact issue. No one went to rebound, and nobody guarded Dunks.
Everybody had the turkey leftovers.
Where is everybody?
Leftover ham sandwich.
Duncan Robinson's out here just having open run on their ass. They did give him a video tribute, which was very nice. And then he decided, very cool, I'm going to go bully you guys. He was locking up Nico. Locking him up.
I mean, but...
Clamping him.
Usually, and correct me if I'm wrong, usually a guy who doesn't play defense... sometimes gets locked up because he doesn't understand how to break a defense. Now, that's a little different with Tyler because he got the baby, he got the little fade or the little...
The baby float,
right. And so that kind of, he's always going to get an open shot with that. But dude.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Look at me.
What?
You knew this was going to be a problem before and you ignored.
What did I know was going to be a problem?
I told you it was going to be a problem.
I don't know that. See, this is the thing. I don't know that it's a problem. I don't know that it's a problem.
Wait. Here's what you said to me. Mm-hmm. He's going to score enough points, it's not going to matter.
I didn't say that. You're making up quotes. I did not say that.
No, what'd you say?
I never said that.
You said with his
scoring. I'm not gonna let you say things that I never said.
With his scoring, he doesn't have to play defense.
I never, literally, Leroy, I'm gonna tell you something.
Wait.
I'm gonna walk out of this room if you ever attribute a quote like that to me that I never said.
Hold on.
I never said that.
Let me get it. It might not have been you, but here's what we heard. Was it, he's so good offensively, and every guy who's that good offensively doesn't play defense anyway.
That is a thing. Like most, there are usually going to be players on teams.
Okay, but you still
that are as bad defensively.
Yeah,
that you're gonna have to deal that like you're gonna have to have some give on the defense.
How about that's too much?
But
too much give.
But the thing is like if you have an option now in Norm Powell, who, I mean, was averaging over 25, was averaging more than anybody in the Heat in 10 years with how he started this game. He seems like he's made for the defense. He is your go-to guy. And now it's like, yes, you have two awesome scorers, but here's the problem. You don't have – it's going to be at the expense of not having as much size out there because you can't play Kalel to close.
Right.
And I really think that what people are frustrated by is – we were talking about this last week. What did we talk about coming off the road trip? That we look like Kalel Ware is making the leap. Like he's playing special
right.
minutes.
Right.
And now the problem is, well, if you have Tyler, Norm, Davion, Wiggins, and Bam out there, well, you can't play with six guys. So who are you going to bench to play Kalel Ware? Well, Andrew Wiggins was playing a great game. Davion Mitchell was
but you're so small great. Without Kalel.
I know. And that's the thing is, like, I just think that
and you're going to hurt feelings if you take Tyler out.
Yeah, but here's the thing, guys.
But feelings, like, bleep them feelings. We need to win games.
And it seems like the fans have spoken, and they know who they want to give the contract extensions to.
I don't disagree with that. Like, I think that people are, you know, if
you're – Please stop saying that he's 32 because we extended Jimmy till he was 37.
Yeah, and I think he can only sign like a 3-year deal anyway. Like, I don't think
so
Norm Powell's going to get a monster deal. If they did sign him early, I think.
Out of curiosity, walk us through the solution to this.
You want me to walk you through the solution?
I know you're going to say let's take a break because you want to think about it.
No, I won't cop out like that. I won't do that. What are you talking about?
No, it's not because he's got game bums and game balls to give out next segment.
That's true. You do have to do that.
Okay, so
you do have to do that.
Come on with it.
What is the solution? The solution is that I think, for me,
your opinion,
that it's probably going to come at the expense of. If I had to guess, it's going to come at the expense of Davion Mitchell because I think eventually you're going to have the size.
But you're gonna.
But
well,
I
but,
don't.
But he's one of the few people on your team that, when it comes to size, it has nothing to do with his ability to be a menace on defense.
Yeah.
And, so and how do you go about that?
I don't know because it kills me because I love watching him play basketball. But I'm just looking at – I don't think any of the other veterans are going to get benched.
Okay.
And so my guess is if it's going to come at the expense of somebody, it's going to be him. And
then are you trying to win?
But eventually –
at the end of the
eventually,
game.
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I think here's what the Heat got to do. The Heat are going to have to come to a point where if it's not Tyler Hero, they're going to either have to trade one of the two guys by the middle of this year to figure this out. And it's either going to be Tyler or Andrew. Those are going to be your choices.
I don't want to get rid of Wiggins.
That's going to be that's what I, that's
that
that's
that
what
length,
I think it's ultimately going
to
come
that
down to.
That's that length you need on both sides of the ball.
That's what I think it's ultimately
going to
come down
to. That you don't have.
He's your best two-way player.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Wait.
Cuz especially if you're going to be in a position
as a fan, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. If you're looking at that situation and said we traded Wiggins to keep Tyler Hero, as a fan, are you going to be a little upset about that when you know what this team is with both of those players?
It depends if you got like a really good return for him because of the way he's playing right now. But yeah, I ultimately understand what you're saying.
I
think it's a problem not having Kalel. That's your best rebounder.
I think it is too because I'm just looking at it and I'm like, look, this guy, first of all, the points in the paint were atrocious this game. Like, oh, it was willy-nilly. Everybody. And I just think that you're being silly. Like, when we're sitting here, we all saw what happened. We're seeing how this kid is playing with Bam out. Now Bam's back. You have those two guys. You got to utilize that. And
because, yo, you put Wiggins, Bam, and Khalil in the front court, you're not – that's a great defensive front court, right?
I think with part length, of it
The Heat are going to have to make a choice on Tyler Hero. And I don't know, like, what they're going to end up – because he's obviously, you know, gunning for a contract, but been durability issues. The team doesn't feel as great. Now, again, they lost to
one of the best teams,
but it was third game in four nights. They didn't have Jalen Duren. It was a back-to-back. You guys had 2 days off coming into that game. How they looked more energized than you did for most of the game was a little concerning. I also want to give some grace that, like, hey, he's also just coming back from injury too. But it is one of those things where it would be nice if they had a game tonight where everybody, like, the Tyler and Norm look like the South Florida version of the Splash Brothers, and we can have a night of, hey, this looks like it can function. Because the first few games, it's been a little dicey. It hasn't looked as smooth after looking as vibrant as it had to start the season.
Here's the problem, though, that regardless of what you think about Tyler and what you think about everybody else, we know what the issue is of Tyler is. It's been that since he's gotten to the league.
Yeah.
To the point where teams are pointing it out.
And it's only going to be worse in the playoffs.
Right. So from that standpoint, how important is his scoring when you know you have that hanging over your head in every matchup you go into?
Yeah.
And when another guy who's a traffic cone points it out.
Look at Atlanta. Atlanta's dealing with the same thing with Trae Young. They're balling without him.
Jesus.
Right, because they got somebody that can play defense up top.
Yeah.
And they also got Jalen Johnson, who's a stud, who was a stud last year till he got hurt. And
right.
You know.
So it's one of these things where, yeah, it's definitely noticeable.
I hate to say this because Tyler is a starter, but he seems like a guy who would be that microwave off the bench. Right?
That's what he started.
Huh?
That's what he did.
I know. But it, for some reason, if we all can see that, like, you can't be on the court first and they throw you into a blender to start the game every time.
The one thing that was encouraging is by the end of that game, I do feel like they found a little something, especially offensively. It looked more comfortable.
Yeah, but he's always going to be what he is on defense.
I'm hopeful that they found something in that fourth quarter. But I understand the concern. I get it from people.
If Tyler was a microwave, I'd die of hunger.
Take a break. Game Balls and Game Bums is next.
Point for Twitcher.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.